But if you take a look at the companies that have filed for bankruptcy since 2009, since they started tracking, you'll see that 2009 to 2012, there were a lot of companies that closed their doors or closed their divisions. But things really seemed to settle down in 2014 and 2015 to what analysts are referring to as normal market conditions. So I'm not sure that there is an epidemic necessarily of solar bankruptcies. FRV U.S. is based in San Francisco, and it seems as though this really follows a trend of tech companies, particularly in Silicon Valley and the Bay Area. So it doesn't seem abnormal to me from my perspective, being from California. And it seems that things are sort of, you know, evening out to a normal level for a new market industry. But is there something that about solar that perhaps makes it more prone to bankruptcy? and different from other renewable companies. And Felicia and I were talking about it, and I think, you know, we started to take a look at the solar industry in particular. It is a highly fragmented industry. There's a lot of competition. There's a tremendous amount of pressure on driving down costs. Margins are very thin. We fight for margins all the time. And at the same time, there aren't tremendous barriers to entry, at least from a solar development perspective. We do see that, you know, especially in new markets, you can it's a low barrier to entry in that you can have a couple people decide that they're going to form a solar company, go out, tie up some land, put in some interconnection deposits, and it doesn't take a tremendous amount of capital to start that. It does become very highly capital intensive as you start to develop those projects. Conversely, the wind industry has a much more mature industry, I think, and we've seen a lot of consolidation.